Good morning. Cold, high pressure dominating across interior New York and New England early on this St. Patrick's Day, with many places going down into the 0 to 10 above range across the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. Many locations are even below 0 this morning, and some places in the teens above 0, mainly across the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. Everyone will have a fair amount of sun today, with the most abundant sunshine occurring right under the center of that high-pressure center near the Canadian border. A storm system off the mid-Atlantic coast is producing clouds as far north as the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, so sunshine will be more limited in these locations. Still, we'll probably just have some filtered sunshine in most central and southern locations through the early part of the day. Eventually, everyone will have enough sun to get us back into the middle and upper 20s on average for afternoon highs, although the northern part of New York and New England will get stuck in the teens and lower 20s. Another clear, unseasonably cold night tonight, 0 to 10 above on average, with many places across the northern tier of New York and New England once again going below 0. So a cold start tomorrow, brilliant sunshine though, with high pressure dominating through the afternoon. And this should carry us past the freezing point in most spots and into the middle 30s on average for afternoon highs. The next system will head through the middle of the country and head toward the Great Lakes Tuesday night into the day on Wednesday. For us, that means sunshine to start the day, followed by increasing clouds. The area of storminess will arrive here Wednesday evening and overnight, mainly as a rain-snow mix, depending on the exact temperature from location to location. Most of Wednesday during the daylight hours, though, will be dry, with highs getting close to 40. Precipitation will wind down early Thursday morning. We'll still have mostly cloudy skies through the day on Thursday. It'll be breezy behind this system, with temperatures in the lower to mid-40s. A quiet day on Friday with high pressure in control and a mixture of sunshine and clouds, with highs pushing just past the 40-degree mark once again. Another storm system will head our way on Saturday with another chance of rain or snow as temperatures only climb into the upper 30s, then even colder air behind that system on Sunday despite mostly sunny skies, highs barely reaching 30. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another storm is hitting the mid-Atlantic region right now. Winter storm warnings are out from the Virginias east through Maryland and Delaware. The snow is on its way out of the Baltimore-Washington area, but not before the region picks up another 4 to 8 inches of snow. Across the higher terrain, as much as a foot of snow will accumulate. And winter storm watches and warnings have been issued for parts of the upper Midwest for tonight and tomorrow, including Minneapolis. 6 to 12 inches of snow can be expected as that next storm dives into the central plains, then tracks through the Great Lakes in the next 24 hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 17 below zero. There's a northwest wind at 60 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, we have a high, thin, overcast sky and 13 degrees with a dew point of minus 3. 49% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.18 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Miramar and Death Valley, both in California, to a low of 27 below zero at Crane Lake, Babbitt, and Embarrass, all in Minnesota, and also at Wakefield, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy in the mid-50s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the middle 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 28 degrees, the low 16, the average temperature 22, that's 13 degrees below normal. A trace of snowfall yesterday, 5.5 inches for the month, which is 9-tenths of an inch below normal, and 70.7 inches for the season, which is 17.8 inches of snow above normal. There were 43 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 653. That's 128 above normal, and 5,770 for the season, which is 301 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 75, set in 1990, and the record low 1 below zero in 1916. Sunrise this morning is at 7:04 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:04 p.m. 12 hours of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny but very cold today, with highs in the teens to around 20. Clear and frigid tonight, 0 to 10 below, but as low as 20 below in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today, with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Clear and cold tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny but very cold today, with highs in the middle 20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Clear and cold tonight, with lows near 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine through high clouds today, remaining cold, with highs in the mid-20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, not quite as cold, in the mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday, a chance of rain or mixed precipitation after dark, upper 30s to around 40. Mostly cloudy, breezy Thursday, lower to mid-40s. Lower 40s with a mix of sun and clouds Friday. A chance of snow or rain Saturday, mid to upper 30s. And mostly sunny and cold again on Sunday with highs right around 30 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.